This week in the Missouri Senate, we review child care legislation.
Senate Bill 1111, which has two provisions.
Senate Bill 1111 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Health and Welfare Committee on February 7th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 27th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 4th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 17th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor.
Would allow for medically complex children who are currently receiving private nursing services through Medicaid to receive the same treatment in a daycare setting, so long as a daycare agrees to participate in this program. This can allow parents the opportunity to go back to work, would allow nurses to assist more than one child, and allow the child to socialize with children within the daycare setting.
He adds, this measure contains other proposals.
Moreover, Senate Bill 1111 includes a provision that would increase the number of before and after school programs while keeping youth safe while their parents are at work. It would expand physical space licensing exemption for programs serving only school-age youth.
Senate Bill 1111 will take effect on August 28th.
And then here in Missouri, we're not even talking about abortion.
In the meantime, Missourians will see a question on their November ballot that relates to women's health. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says some Missouri senators were able to help keep House Bill 2634 from advancing this year.
Stand up for providing basic health care coverage like STD screening and treatment, wellness exams, cancer exams, that kind of thing. This debate is more pertinent than ever because we saw the Florida Supreme Court upheld that state's abortion ban. In the state of Arizona, as we were standing up for basic health care coverage, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the state can enforce an abortion ban that was put in place in 1864.
In April, Missouri senators spent hours discussing this legislation.
Access to health care, birth control, cancer screenings, STI diagnosis and treatment. And we stood for more than 11 hours. Quite honestly, this has been a debate that's going on for months, if not years. And it became clear after this 11-hour debate, all we needed was 8 people to say, hey, you know what? Having access to birth control actually reduces the number of unintended pregnancies and could actually reduce the need for abortion.
House Bill 2634 is not directly related to the ballot question slated to be on the November ballot. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.